Where's your realtor at?
My what?
Your realtor.
He doesn't come at night.
Oh.
He's working.
He is working.
He's got two jobs.
They all say that.
He must save energy for the morning.
Yeah.
I'm guessing you're pleased with the first couple of periods, the way you handled yourself. Can you say what you thought of the third as well?
Yeah, well, the third started the last shift of the second period where we turned the puck back twice. Didn't do the right things. We get a penalty. We got to start 2 minutes in the penalty box, and they get some momentum. And, you know, then they, you know, they're going to push. And I thought we did a good job of you know, playing fairly well in the third. But we challenged the guys after that is that we you can't just stop and then anticipate that it's just going to be over. Like, little plays like that can, you know, they start the second period, they score, and now we get momentum, and now we're in a heap of trouble, right? So it was a learning experience, but, you know, we stayed, even though they had a lot of possession time, I'm not sure the shots and all, what happened in the third that way, but, you know, they definitely pushed, and, you know, we didn't have exactly what we did one and two, but we played fairly well in the third.
Are you sensing a different confidence level with this group? I think you've said all year that you feel like you can play with anybody, beat anybody, but are you seeing a different level of that right now?
Yeah, I regardless of how we feel, we're playing for the most part the right way. And when you do that, you can gain momentum, and you can gain confidence in how you're playing, because you're not feeding other teams, you're not chasing the game, we're staying in hockey games and giving ourselves a chance to catch a break, and, you know, in these tight games. And so, yeah, if playing the right way allows us to be confident, then sure.
Pretty much all season you have challenged this team to, you know, doesn't matter who you're playing, just go play hockey and play up. You have five significant players out of the lineup right now. In years past, I mean, those injuries have piled up and it's affected the team. Hasn't really affected the results of this team, at least the last six, seven. How impressed are you, I guess, that this team is able to do exactly what you want to do and just take teams on?
Yeah.
Money and all
that. Yeah, sure. We've talked about, I think this morning even, we talked about the depth of an organization, and it gets challenged, obviously. Every team goes through injuries, and, you know, I don't know exactly what happened last year, but, yeah, we've had injuries for sure. And every team goes through it and gives people an opportunity to step up and hopefully thrive in those situations. And we've had, you know, not only guys come up from Cleveland and be able to step into our lineup and play well, but we've had guys playing maybe a little bit more elevated roles than they've played in the past, and they've, you know, embraced that and thrived with that. So, you know, as an organization, sure, it's exciting for us to see these people take steps forward.
Given that, Dean, how much of that, you know, because you've got players filling in for other players, moving up to lines, whatever, how much of that is systems and the way you want them to play versus just chemistry or whatever? How much of it is the way you're attacking each game?
I think it is how we play, and it's not like how the coaches tell them to play. It's how they know that this is how we need to play in order to give ourselves a chance to have success. And what's exciting for us as coaches is that when you're on the bench and they're talking about, you know, when we do turn a puck over or turn back, whatever, they're like, no, we got to keep going forward and play the right way. And they're it's exciting when they teach and coach, you know, themselves and each other. That's when you know that there's a buy-in from everybody, and we've had that for a bit now.
This was the fourth straight game where the team's given up two or less goals. What's it mean to have goaltending play like that, and how does that help the offense out?
Yeah, I think, sure, the goalies are obviously a big part of it, but it's our mentality of trying to keep the puck out of our net. You know, and I think back a road game, I don't even know which one it was, but, you know, we were challenge to play well on the road and play, keep the puck out of our net first. And again, we've talked about us being able to score goals and all that, which, you know, a lot of every team can score in the National Hockey League. It's a challenge to keep it out of the net because there's so many good players. So, yeah, I think goaltending obviously is a big key, but our defensive game and our defensive awareness has to be great too.
I know Zach's got a point streak going at home here, 18, I think, now, straight at home. Whether it's home or road, for us on this side of it, it kind of feels like whenever he doesn't get a point, it's weird, you know, kind of thing. I'm wondering, as you guys, as coaches, are you guys just kind of expecting, you know, him to contribute offensively on the score sheet every night?
No, we're expecting him to help us get 2 points every night.
Very good.
Whitney?
Dean, so during this stretch, the puck movement has been stellar, especially going into the goals. Two of them tonight was great. The guys have talked about confidence. Is that a chicken or an egg thing, that the passing and puck movement gets better with more confidence, or the passing and puck movement can create confidence?
Yeah, no, I think it's a good point that first off is that the puck can move a heck of a lot faster than the player can, right? So when we're moving the puck forward and we're quickly getting up the ice with the puck and then moving our feet, we're a really quick team. And sure, when you do that and you play more in the offensive zone, you get opportunities to score, then you can gain confidence from that. So I think just playing the game fast is a key element to our game.
You've won two in a row on the road. Now you head out, I think, 8 of your next 9. How much better do you feel about the way you're playing on the road now, and how big of a challenge is this coming up for you at the stretch of the season?
Yeah, I think the last little bit here, the way that we've been able to win games, like obviously the Philadelphia game was, we talked about it being in our room anyway, I don't know if we mentioned it here, but a mucky game. Those are the games we have to play. You have to learn how to win and play those games that are a little bit, that aren't pretty. They're uglier games, but they're effective games and effective style of playing. So, I hope we have a memory bank of how we've played some of these games, and we can start in New York playing that type of a game, having that mentality. And then, you know, hopefully we can get into a situation where we're close, and then you get an opportunity to catch a break here and there, or, you know, what have you, to set yourself apart in those games. But our mentality has to be to keep it out of our net again when we get out there. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Steve. Let's go. Places to go.